This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Dr. Aaron Johnson with BI. Aaron, how are you?
Very good.
Well, Aaron, it's nice to be sitting down with you. We're actually at a Swine Link event, and it's focused on women who are in the swine industry. So how did you get involved in the swine industry?
Actually, it's kind of funny. I grew up outside Chicago, and I did my undergrad at University of Illinois, and there I fell into the wrong crowd. So I had an advisor that advised me to take dairy judging to improve my public speaking skills. So I had to stand up and give reasons about cows, and I really didn't know anything about cows, so I had to learn quite quickly. And so from there, that's kind of where I got into agriculture, and in vet school, I got more into pigs. So
when you were in vet school, did you go into vet school thinking at this point you wanted to work with pigs, or did it take some more time before you landed in the industry?
I didn't decide to work with pigs until the end of my senior year. And so all through vet school, I had the anticipation that I would do something with livestock, something with agriculture, and I had really a big focus on dairy, and that's where I'd had most of my experience. But I knew that if I wanted to stay in the Midwest, I'd probably have to branch out of dairy. So got some more experience with pigs and actually did an externship with the Mashoffs for 6 weeks my senior year, and decided that that was probably the right place for me, and that's where I got started.
So you've been in this industry for several years, an industry that's predominantly has been a male-focused industry. So mm-hmm. How have you found it? You know, do you still feel like there's struggles for you as a female, or do you feel that it's pretty even keel and everybody's sort of on that same level playing field?
I really haven't had much challenges with that in this industry. I mean, the industry has been so warm and welcoming relative to my lack of previous experience and lack of agricultural experience. But as long as you're willing to learn, it doesn't really matter. I think they'll take you on, and as long as you can go do the dirty work every day, it doesn't matter.
Well, let's talk a little bit about dirty work. So some of the dirty work you have to do is deal with PRRS outbreaks.
Right.
So let's talk quick for people that maybe are thinking about the industry, you know, maybe kids who are, maybe they're not considered kids anymore, who are looking at vet school or in vet school.
Sure.
What's PRRS?
Yeah, so PRRS is porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome. It's a virus. It's an RNA virus that continues to change and change and change and frustrate us in the industry. And it's certainly an economically devastating pathogen. And so it causes reproductive outbreaks. And so we'll have a lot of sows with abortions, have piglets that are born and not doing very well, don't survive those first few weeks. And then it also has a respiratory component, so it'll cause some coughing, and a lot of secondary bacterial infections will then get in as well, and that causes a lot of frustration out in the industry.
Well, for you in particular, you have to go out and address some of these frustrations and help a lot of these production facilities. So what have you found personally? You know, you talked about it today in quite detail, but how have you motivated when you're going out in the field that same sort of, even though they're frustrated, that need to get them to really get these PRRS breaks under control?
Right. So I think, we have techniques and we have tools and we have vaccine and we have management things that we do on farms to close herds, but none of those things really address the people. And every day and every farm, it requires people to get things done. So we can't lose focus on motivating that person to do the antibiotic treatments that might be necessary, or do the day-to-day farrowing tasks that now we're asking them to wash tubs and stay out of crates and not swap pigs. So I've worked to try to motivate those people with giving them a greater sense of purpose and letting them understand where we're headed and why getting PRRS out of the sow farm is so important and why all these little tasks really matter. I've tried to help them create their own solutions, so not necessarily always give them a list of rules and a list of tasks. You don't do this and you don't do that. But to say, okay, let's imagine we have this pathogen we can't see and it's in this spot. How do we keep it from getting to the other spots? What do we need to worry about? How does it get out? And let them be part of the solution. I think more people are engaged that way, especially on farm. I don't know. Those are two of the big things, I think. And just reinforcing, you know, that being there more often, giving them more contact, making sure you check in, I think those things all help.
Well, I have to ask in closing, Aaron, since we are focused on women, mm-hmm. for those who are looking to go into vet school, or maybe have been there for a year or two and haven't quite decided on their expertise, what do you want them to know about your experience personally and working in the swine industry?
I guess, you know, with my personal experience, just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to try new things. And that's literally how I got into dairy and then how I ended up with pigs. Just try new things and not be afraid to do that. And I think the industry will welcome anybody that's willing.
Great. Thanks, Erin.